Hello and welcome back to another Inspiring Parents and Kids podcast. Today I'm going to cover something that I've noticed. You know how we're all so sensitive, and maybe you don't know, but you probably do. You know when you go into a room of people and you know what the room feels like. You know something's going on. You know people are upset or people are thrilled or they're excited. Or there's a whole bunch of different things. Or if you get into a conversation with other people and you notice, you know that there's something going on. You feel it. And have you ever read an article or listened to somebody speak like me? And you had a sense of what was behind what they're talking about. Even though they may have been talking about something happy, but you could feel a sadness underneath or a desperation underneath or something. You know, I've noticed that in things I've read and things I've listened to, you get a sort of, we're very sensitive beings. And our children are that multiplied times, I can't even tell you. Because we come into this world gathering information in whatever way we can, usually from all our senses, every single one of our senses. So our kids know things. And so, you know, it's always good, you know, I've told you before that, you know, be honest with your kids. I learned that really quickly because my kids were so, they picked up so much. One of my daughters, I would think something and she would say something about it 10 seconds later, or not even. So I knew she was picking up on so much more than what I thought she was. And so I really, that's one of the big things that I learned from parenting is be honest, because your kids are picking up the energy anyway. So why not be completely outright so they don't think you're trying to hide something from them or that you don't even notice? So, taking that into account, think about how we can use that to our benefit. Because when we're not present in the moment on things that we're doing, we're not even present to what the energy is that we're sending out with it. So how about being conscious to it? So when you tuck your child in at night, why not really consciously be sending from a place of love? Like you just love them so much and send from there rather than thinking, okay, after I tuck them in, I got to go down and clean the kitchen and do the dishes. You know, so it's that being present to even the energy that you're sharing with your child, not just what you're saying. You know, so even when you're writing things or when you're speaking to other people, to really be conscious of the energy you're putting out with it. So I'm wanting to do that for myself. As I write my blogs and share things with you, I want to be coming from that place of sending it out with love and gratitude for who you are and who we are as a community and how much I learned from you, and I hope how much you learned from me. And it's a collaboration of ideas of people who care about children, about each other, and we want to help. And so I'm endeavoring to be very conscious when I'm going to writing my future blogs, because now that I'm conscious to it, of really sending it out with that intent of gathering a community of people and honoring where everyone is at, being open to what everyone has to share. So sending it out with love and gratitude and being really present in the moment as I'm writing it. And if I'm writing about something that makes me angry, to actually say it rather than have people pick up on it underneath what's going on. So really speaking about it rather than not speaking about it. Because we get so many side conversations, inner conversations. We get so much mixed messaging between what we're feeling and what we're taking in and what we're hearing or reading. So why not be a little clearer on where we're coming at? Be honest with ourselves, be honest with the people who we're communicating with. So I just wanted to share that with you because it came to me in the moment when I was reading something and I thought, wow, that person is so angry underneath all that. And so why not state that? Why not, you know, I was picking up the anger with it. And so if this person was allowed to release that anger in a way that was conducive to her health and what she was all about, and also be safe from everybody else, wouldn't that be great? And whatever she was talking about, if she talked about it from the place of her true anger, why not? Let us know, because it might be a great release for other people as well. Anyway, that was my thought for today, and I hope it's been helpful, and I hope you take that into account when you speak to your child, when you're talking to other people, when you're writing something or reading something, just to set your intent of what you want the other person to pick up on, sensitive-wise, as well as hearing and seeing and reading. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. It's just somebody out there to talk to about things that I'm passionate about, and to be able to change things for our kids and our future generations thrills me. So once again, I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com and nurturingbrilliance.net, where we are bringing awareness to what we're teaching our kids, the paradigm that we're stuck in, the education system that, you know, needs a bit of a revamp, and our parenting practices that need to do something about that as well. And the power of parents and teachers gathering for a common cause of something that means something to them to make change. We're not as helpless as we think when it comes to our education system. When we gather together, we are powerful, especially women and their children. My kids call me Mama Bear for a reason. You know, we stand up for who we are, and we stand up for what's right for our kids. So, okay, I'm really going to go this time. Thanks again for joining me on another Inspiring Parents and Kids podcast, and more fun to come. Have a fabulous day.